Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. As we were looking at yesterday, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And as we consider the subject of love, I want to look at practical love, Luke chapter 14. And in Luke chapter 14, we also find the definition of what it is to be a disciple, the terms of discipleship. And I believe that we're going to, that we need to realize that unless we're a true disciple of Jesus Christ, we cannot really fulfill the terms of love, of laying down our lives for one another and for our friends, and laying down our lives for our Lord. So in Luke 14, verse 33, Jesus said, "Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." Whosoever of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot really love others, because he's still loving himself. He's still loving something that he hath, something that he holds. And the terms here are clear, the conditions are clear, and the result is clear. The result is that we truly will love with all of our heart and mind and soul and strength. We'll love our Lord and we'll love our neighbor. Instead of loving ourselves, we'll love our neighbor as though we would love ourselves. Let me give you a little bit of further background here. In verse 18 of Luke 14, we find that as Jesus called, most people don't come when Jesus calls. They are interested. Their ears are tickled. It says, "With one consent they began to make excuse. The one said, 'I have bought a piece of ground.'" So they have possessions that they're unwilling to surrender, possessions that they're unwilling to place under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Another one said, "Pray have me excused. I have bought 5 yoke of oxen." So there's a business that's involved, and that business is more precious than fulfilling the terms of discipleship, becoming a true follower of Jesus Christ. Another said, "Well, I've married a wife, and I can't come." So there's family relationships here that are such that they would turn down the offer of Christ because of some relationship that's greater to them than Jesus. But what I find interesting is that God, the Father, that has made this marriage supper, he finally says to the servants, "Go out in the lanes and the streets of the city and get the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind, those that have nothing but Jesus." And so, beloved, that's the challenge for us this morning. That's the inspiration to consider, is that when we get to the point where we have nothing but Jesus, then we have finally begun to become a disciple. Then we can finally begin to love one another. We can finally begin to fulfill the will of God in our lives. And we can finally begin to show forth the testimony of Christ to the world around us. So I hope you're encouraged by that. I hope that you take a good look and a good consideration of, is there anything that is holding you back from becoming a true disciple of Jesus Christ?